While it can be difficult to tell them apart at first, there are some significant differences between mustard greens versus collard greens. But what might some of those differences be, and how do both of these individual plants prefer to grow in the average home garden? And, more importantly, how can you cook with both of these plants successfully? In this article, we will compare and contrast mustard greens and collard greens so that you can fully understand the differences between them. We will address what they look like physically as well as how to grow them. In addition, we will go over the origins of both of these plants and what they taste like. Let's get started and compare these two greens now. Comparing mustard greens versus collard greens. Key differences between mustard greens versus collard greens. There are a number of key differences between mustard greens and collard greens. For example, mustard greens are more textured compared to the smooth feel of collard greens. The majority of collard greens grow larger than mustard greens. In addition, the flavor of mustard greens is more intense and peppery compared to the mild flavor of collard greens. Let's go over all of these differences and a few more in detail now. Mustard greens versus collard greens, classification. There's no denying that collard greens and mustard greens have a few similarities, and this is likely because they belong to the same plant family. However, they are both extremely distinct species within this family. For example, mustard greens that are typically consumed are classified as Brassica juncea, while collard greens are typically classified as Brassica oleracea. Mustard greens versus collard greens, description. Once you know what to look for, it's fairly easy to tell mustard greens apart from collard greens. For the most part, the leaves of collard greens are larger and shaped like paddles compared to the ruffled leaves of mustard greens. In addition, most mustard greens are a lighter shade of green compared to the dark green and veined appearance of collard greens. When it comes to the plants themselves, collard greens grow much larger than the average mustard greens plant. While the texture of collard greens is smoother compared to the jagged texture of mustard greens, both of these plants cook down beautifully. Depending on the variety you have at your local grocery store, some mustard greens are found in shades of reddish purple, while collard greens remain green across all varieties. Mustard greens versus collard greens, uses. One of the main ways in which mustard greens and collard greens overlap is in their uses. Both of these plants are popular in a variety of cuisines, particularly soul food around the world. However, mustard greens often produce more leaves compared to collard greens, though the average collard greens plant thrives in higher temperatures compared to mustard greens. Mustard greens versus collard greens, origin and how to grow. While they are both cultivated around the world, mustard greens and collard greens have different locations of origin. For example, mustard greens are native to India, while collard greens are native to the Mediterranean. Both of these crops prefer to be planted in full sun and well-draining soil, though mustard greens enjoy colder temperatures compared to the hardy collard greens plant. Mustard greens versus collard greens, flavor and nutrition. If you have the opportunity to taste mustard greens and collard greens in your own kitchen, you will notice some distinct differences right away. For example, mustard greens are much more peppery and flavorful in their taste compared to collard greens. In fact, collard greens are frequently compared to spinach or kale, given their mild and smooth flavor. Nutritionally, mustard greens have more value compared to collard greens, though both are high in a variety of vitamins and minerals. Up next, Swiss chard versus collard greens, what's the difference? Turnip greens versus collard greens, what's the difference?